as most of my clients do.
All right, great.
Okay, do you guys normally have a time where you do look at the finances, go sit down, evaluate if you need additional equipment or need additional funds?
Oh,
no, I understand. I'm talking about like a time.
Hey, Esteban. Hey, Esteban. It's Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning? That's good. Good to hear. So the reason I was calling, just wanted to follow up on a couple offers that our bank can mail you guys. You guys had done some work with Bank of America over there? Sound familiar?
No, we haven't do business with Bank of America for a very long time.
Since like, yeah, it looks like it's been a few years now, like September of 2013 was last time. You guys had leased some equipment through them, it looks like.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that was it's not credit card. No, it's just the, that was the financing for the machines, yes.
Okay. Well, nice. Basically, because of that, we work real closely with them. We had you pre-approved for our equipment financing and working capital programs. Just wanted to touch base and see if you guys were maybe looking to do anything along those lines and really just see how business has been.
Well, business has been good. Yeah, we are actually, we purchased another machine and we're moving to a new location.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So are you, is it like you're opening up a second location or are you guys just switching locations?
That's what we're doing, yes.
Oh, nice. Okay. So have you already got all the equipment that you need to fill it?
I have a line of credit with PNC, and I was going to use that to prepare the building because this one does not have the electric power that we need. So there we have to invest on that, so that will be the only thing that I was going to go out and try to get finance on.
Okay. Basically just to get the building all ready to go?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so what's left, or where are you guys at right now? What stage? Like, how far along are you guys in building the building right now?
Oh no, you know, we're purchasing now. It's just, we just got it on the contract, and, you know, right now it's at the bank getting financing, and the owner has to move certain things that he has to move out first before I can even do anything. So, you know, I was just trying to get things moving prior to.
Okay, no, yeah, it makes perfect sense. That way, once everything falls in line, you're just ready to go and can move right in.
Yeah, especially because the power company has to do some job outside at the telephone pole to bring in your transformer and give us more juice to run our machines.
Oh, yeah, of course. No, yeah. That's how many machines do you think you're going to have total on there?
Well, right now we got, we increased two more.
Oh, really?
There might be a third one coming towards the end of next year, probably in about a year or so.
Awesome. And how long have you been like in business over there?
Well, 15 years.
15 years. Nice. And you started that yourself?
Yes.
Nice. So that means you're 100% owner then?
Yes.
Nice. Good to hear. So on that line of credit you guys have with PNC, how large is that?
It's 200.
200? Oh, not, yeah, it's a pretty good amount. And is that all freed up for you then?
Yeah, right now it is, yeah.
Oh, awesome. So you've just been setting that aside and basically just plan on using that to wrap up all the loose ends?
Right. What is your percentage, interest percentage on the line of credit for you guys?
Well, actually what we have here, it's not really a line of credit. It's a little bit better actually. So instead of, you know, having your line of credit pulled from you at any time, what we do is we approve you for the largest amount of capital that we can give you, and you know, you kind of pick and choose how much you want to take, but ultimately we deposit all the money directly into your account as unsecured cash, and then from there you can use it however you see fit. But we don't really have like a set interest rate, so to say, because what we do here is a fixed payback. So we see the amount you're borrowing, and we set it up on a fixed term to where you're paying back principal and interest in full all together at once.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so it makes it a little easier to work with, makes it to where it's basically, once you take out the loan, you're going to know exactly when you're going to pay it off, not, you know, no hiccups, so to say. But if how do you think you're going to use all the 200k on getting the building ready
at once? Well, probably not, but interested on the way that you guys work rather than a PNC.
Okay.
I'll be interested in maybe opening a line of credit there for us, and then we can once we get it, and then we can choose which one to use. You know what I mean?
Oh no, exactly. And I mean, if you are interested in a line of credit too, like I mentioned, we can also look into. I know that we have a few programs here that if you do take out the capital, we can sometimes throw in an additional line of credit on top of that. So you can get a chunk of cash, you know, into your bank account, but also have a line as well. You know, does that make sense? So we do offer, but we don't offer just a line of credit, if that makes sense. We can kind of throw it in as a cherry on top, but not really like, here's your line. So if, you know, if that's always an option too, or if that's something you're interested in, I can definitely look into that. But do you have like a deadline for when you need to have, are you trying to, like make sure the building's done by next year, or what's your timeline, you think?
Yeah, next year, yes.
Next year, gotcha. Okay.
Which isn't really that far away. It's only a couple of months.
No, not at all. So, are you having to bring on new employees then as well?
Probably yes, but first things first.
Yeah, no, of course.
You know, and then you start doing interviews and all that stuff. But first things first, I had to get the equipment there, and I had to power it, and you know, take care of it first, and then. Then I think about, you know, who, or if we need to, maybe we can spread the workforce and then cover that new machine. We'll see.
Of course. Well, let me just ask you a couple questions here real quick. What did you guys do, like, top-line revenue last year for 2015?
Our gross sales was $1.3
million. $1.3 million. Okay. And are you guys tracking that this year, too, or looking to beat it?
Yes, we're actually, I think this year is going to around 1.4 for this
okay.
year. We're not sure yet because it hasn't ended.
No, of course. That's good. Is it looking like you're increasing, though, as of right now, right? Seems like.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes the invoices and the jobs, they don't leave there long-term. So we cannot count apples that are for next year. So, which is
no, great. Yeah, no, I understand that. So what do you think you like the return on investment this whole new you know second location is going to bring you? I'm sure you've ran the numbers.
Well, it all really depends on. On the operations of the company. By doing this, we're going to increase more capability to do jobs that are more complicated and therefore are more profit-wise is better because there's no many machine shops doing that. And once we open that, and then we will figure maybe about 20-30% more.
Oh, really? Oh, awesome. So it's a pretty, you're going to make some money off that, definitely. And
yeah,
is that?
So it's going to give us, the thing is that right now we're just farming out the jobs that are made for that machine because we don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
Once we do everything in-house, of course, you know, I won't be paying somebody else.
Yeah, exactly.
Job, which is profit and whatever they're going to put on top of what the job is actually worth. So
yeah.
That is going to make a profit on each one of the ones that we have already increased, and I won't have to sub anything out. Everything is going to be manufactured inside the same facility.
So basically, you're looking at going from kind of a 50-50 deal to almost 100% profit, then, sort of, right? Since you're not partnering out.
Yeah, exactly. When you don't send it out, and then the machine is going to work, it's going to make the hours that the machine does, and what we do is we charge the jobs, the machine in hours,
mm-hmm.
and then on top of that, the profit this time will go to us instead of somebody else out there, you know?
No, yeah, exactly. So then...
And also, you know, the lead times are going to be shorter, and the clients are going to be happier because they're going to get the part sooner.
Yeah, no, exactly. So it's going to work out well for you guys all the way around. And then, too, on the so what are you looking for first off? Then you're really the importance, your priorities really on basically the additional cash to kind of just get the building finished, right, with the transformers,
yeah,
like the electricity.
And also probably invest on tooling, because this machine uses a lot of tools. It's like about 30 different tools.
Oh, really?
Equipped with, and then that will be also a part of, you know, one of the why we'll probably look into a lender that, you know, help us out with that initial cost, and then once we get everything rolling, of course, you know, the profit is gonna come back to us.
Yeah. Okay. Well, honestly, we can get you set up on both those. You know, we can get you the or at least present you some options of what we can do for you. We can get you some capital to get the rest of the building done, anywhere from maybe 100-150,000, maybe around there, I would say, based off of what you've said so far. And then on the equipment side, it's a really great program. You know, it's, you know, longer terms, 2 to 5 years typically, and then monthly payments. So like on your equipment, we definitely want to get you set up on the equipment financing program over here, just because of, you know, it's a traditional program, really easy to work with. You know, I just want to make sure we kind of distinguish, you know, what's being used on equipment. That way, we aren't, if we do get you capital, we're not using the capital we get you on equipment. We're actually financing through that program here, if that makes sense. Okay, well, you know, Esteban, what I'd like to do for you, I know you're still kind of just looking around and would either use, you know, the line of credit or if you found something better. So it only takes about a day or so to know exactly what I can do for you here. And it's really simple process. It's a one-page application. We look at 6 months of your bank statements just so we can see, since it's an unsecured loan and we based off of your sales, we got to see how much money's coming in and out there. And then just your most recent tax return, just so we can see the gross annual sales, like you mentioned, and then just the ownership breakdown of your company.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound like...
Go ahead and email me that application to sales@electropartsinc.com.
Sales@electric...
Electropartsinc.com.
.com. All right, I'll shoot that over your way, and then what we can do from there, once you get that stuff back to me, I'll tell you exactly how much money we can give you here. And you have no obligation to it. You're basically just applying. It doesn't cost you anything. We will, you know, see what we can do for you, and then you can pick and choose, and maybe you want to just take maybe 20 or 30K and then kind of take advantage of your line of credit. You know, we can work around that. We'll just give you some options, though.
All right.
Alrighty, and any other questions here before we go?
No, I'm good.
Alrighty, I'll shoot it over your way. And just so I can get into, you know, kind of start working on this here, when do you think I might be able to get some of that stuff back from you?
Probably sometime this week.
Okay, great. Well, what I'll do is I'll touch base with you maybe Friday if I don't hear nothing back, and just get a good idea of what's going on. Perfect.
Yeah,
alright, Esteban. Well, good talking to you, and we'll get you all set up over here.
All right, thank you.
All right, you have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye.